Hi, my name is Alexis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling about the, I've taken one shot, and I'm calling about the second one.
Okay. So if you've already taken the first shot, they when you got it done, they should have notified you when you could get your next one. Was that the case?
I saw on television there where they were doing this Saturday, but my card is say May 1st. That'd be Monday.
March 1st, the upcoming Monday?
I'm sorry, March 1st.
Yes, sir. So there's like a time frame that you're supposed to take the shots in between. So if you're supposed to be scheduled for Monday, then you would take the shot or have an appointment on Monday, and it should be the same location you took the first one.
Okay, that's out there by the old mall. But they're only saying Saturday that they're going to be giving the shots. I don't know what they're going to be giving them out there Monday.
Was that a different location or the same location that you got the first one?
The same location.
The location should contact you if there's any changes being made. It could be just that they're giving the initial shot to other people, but your appointment should still be on the first if it's on your card.
Okay, so you're thinking that they'll still be giving shots out there Monday then?
Yes, sir. And if they are have any changes made, they will contact you. That location should.
Okay. Okay, well, they had, I mean, like I say, they just put it on the card March 1st, and they actually hadn't contacted us about the shot.
They usually only contact? Yes, sir?
I say, well, I guess we have to show up if they be out there, and I don't know what to do if they're not out there Monday.
What location was it for? Maybe I can see if I can find it.
Okay, it was out there by the old mall, Montgomery Mall.
In Montgomery? I'm not sure. Let me see if I can find a website that indicates if there's any cancellations or changes to scheduling. One second.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Was it at the Baptist Health?
No, it wasn't at Baptist Health.
Okay.
It was at fire station out there at the old mall, Montgomery Mall.
Montgomery, okay. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, it's not listing. Does it on your card? Does it supply you a phone number for the location?
Hey, Tammy.
I see the Montgomery County Health Department. It's not any of these locations.
For the vaccine. She said do it supply a phone number on there for you. I'm taking a look here and see.
Okay, I think I see what you're referring to. One second, I'm reading up. This is on the MontgomeryAlabama.gov website that they're doing the second dose on Saturday. Let's see. Did you receive your vaccine on the 30th? Or was it after?
what the exact date was. We did it 2/8/21.
2/8. So this is for the people doing it on Saturday. This it says that the clinic for those who receive the shot or Moderna vaccine on January 30th at the public safety precinct on South Boulevard, they can take the vaccine on Saturday. So it's for people who took it originally on the 30th.
Okay.
Your appointment will still probably stand on Monday, the 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just hope they be there. Okay. If they're not there, they're not doing it Monday, what would I do?
That location should contact you whenever there's any changes. They only will contact if, like, there's, like, weather change that they have to reschedule or stuff like that. If they have not contacted you, then you should follow what it says on your card and maybe contact that location if they are still, like, for further information. I think they have a number listed on this website. One second. Oh, the phone number, I can give it to you. Let me know you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Write it down, Tim. Okay, go ahead.
334-625.
Okay. You said 625?
Yes, sir. 625.
Okay.
4181.
4181.
And it
says
to call between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I've been able to help you. And if you need any more information, please visit the following websites of adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.